This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, welcome back. Or if this is the first podcast you're listening to, hello. However you want to. No, enough. Yeah, you give an inch, they'll take a mile. This playlist. So it's Monday the 13th of August, and if you've listened to the podcast, part one of today, of course, was a rousing display of information, entertainment, human stories, insights, love, passion, charisma, and compassion.
Oh, that's a great way to describe it all.
There was all of that. Yeah.
Okay.
And there was the latest in sport. I spoke about golf. It was incredible, really. If you haven't listened to it already, maybe go back and then come back to this one. If you're listening live, well, you can message us. You can get onto the show by going 079-748-2090 on your texting device. Kind of like Sia. You tweeted the show. Well done, Sia.
Yeah.
Sorry. It was Quinton, our friend from Namibia. He had a message for you. Quinton, just FYI, Sia is spelled S-I-Y-A,
oh.
Not S-I-A. That's the songstress.
Thanks for that, Ben.
Trust me, Sia is no songstress. Sia.
Oh, shade.
Now, in the first hour, Sia reports on a story about a comedian who then threatened to have his wife raped by 5 Nigerians.
Mm-hmm.
Names have not been disclosed just yet because, obviously, to protect the identity of the children. Blah, blah. Quinton says here, Sia, without the name, that comedian wife abuse story is like a stripper in a straitjacket. Harsh, Quinton. Harsh. It's a big story right now. Sia is obviously not going to have fake news. We're not going to speculate. I mean, what do you want? Do you want Sia to say it was Trevor Gumby?
Look, I'm just getting visuals. And
exactly.
Stripper in a straitjacket.
It's not Trevor Gumby, by the way. That's what fake news is, Quinton. Do you want that? Do you want me to?
Yeah, people are just going to.
Do you want me to start a shitstorm here?
I'm waiting 32 minutes before first report of Ben Karpinski claims comedian Trevor Gumby has. You see?
Little known Cliff Central presenter stand in. Is sued for defamation by Trevor Gumby over salacious... Yeah,
but now, not. Here's the thing, and I hate to go off on a bit of a tangent, but this weekend, and I think this is the tone happening around the country, you can't help but get to these types of conversations. My friends and I were trying to figure out, has there always been this level of abuse and turmoil happening in the country? And now that it's just amplified through social media, or is it something about the times and this trend, this horrible trend is just growing? What do you think it is?
I think it's every time I look at the screen towards different news stories.
There's something, yeah.
But it's different stuff as well. So there's always like a few protests here and there, but there's different kinds of shit nowadays, which is kind of worrying. Because it's like, you know, you try to curb certain things, but it's like, as they say, it's like herding cats. You can't solve a problem if there's 7 other problems that are now splintering up because of it. I find that worrying. I don't know if that's a very good answer to your question, though.
Well, because I'm thinking it's a bit of both. Yes, these things have always been happening, and heaven only knows what has been happening before we had social media and how our mothers and our grandparents have kept quiet about, because in those times you just didn't speak out, you just didn't say much about it.
It's also that, you're right.
And I think now with social media, it's definitely amplified. But I also think in a sick and twisted way, there is an effect that a trend like this has. You know, it's just like when there's a movie that comes out with a fictional plot of how someone was able to construct a bomb using a straw and some chemicals, and they bombed a school. Mm. How you'll see that sometimes like a couple of months after when it happens in real life, you know? I think it's a bit of both. And it's unfortunate that this is happening, but hopefully through all of this happening, we're able to also grow in ourselves and say enough is enough and we stand up against it.
Yeah. There was quite a few clips I want to kind of play this week, but of course Gareth gets back tomorrow, so those clips will naturally be ignored or just not seen. But one thing I do want to do while we've got the time, so yeah, it's just No, you bring up a good point. Maybe we should go to that angle. Mm-hmm. No, actually, look, there's something I wanted to... It's quite light. I mean, we don't want to have such a heavy show on a Monday. I want to get your week going. Mm-hmm. We can get into the heavier stuff with Gareth because, obviously, he speaks from a greater knowledge base and a variety of things. So, I mean, look, I'm not here to have rants. And, I mean, I've already implicated falsely Trevor Gumby in a plot line or something. So, yeah, I'll just get back... I'll get back in my lane a bit. Something I've always found very, very interesting. Someone just sent me the boy Dave... That's the boy Dave just sent me a picture of Nicki Minaj basically naked. She's like, it is Nicki Minaj, right?
Wow, yes. That is a picture.
Nicki Minaj.
What is going she's on in like, that picture?
She's on a log. She's dressed.
Oh, this is Nicki Minaj's new promo picture for her album.
Yeah.
The album is called Queen, and this is
she's she's on a log and there's beads. She's wearing a few beads. It's like a very striking headdress she's got on the go there. But as a guy, I look at that and 5 seconds are gone. Just gone.
What do you mean?
Here then? I am. I'm hosting a show. Someone gives me a picture of a woman who's essentially naked. And there we go. See, look, you saw me there. I zoned out for like 5 seconds. I actually have no idea what she even asked me. Zoned out. Done. And then, so you think like, I'm hosting a show here. I'm trying to concentrate. So I see one picture of a woman essentially naked and I zone out. There's a real reason behind this kind of stuff. Not just because it's me or whatever, but I found this very interesting clip of which there are many on the PragerU, the YouTube clip, Prager University. What these guys do is that they have just a whole bunch of common sense and they get very articulate people and very smart people just to come together and provide these points of view on certain things. But this is one thing I want to play for you, and it's quite long, but because we've got time, I want to play it for you because it's interesting, because it touches our everyday lives and explains a whole bunch between men and women and why we're so different towards certain visual cues.
Okay.
Every year, men spend billions of dollars to look at women with little clothing on, such as the annual Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, or with no clothing on, such as on internet sites and in so-called men's magazines. Women, on the other hand, spend virtually nothing to see unclothed men. Why? Some say that the reason is that men are socialized into viewing women as sex objects, and that women are socialized into not viewing men as sex objects. But if that's true, how do these people explain gay men? They are as aroused by pictures of naked men as heterosexual men are aroused by pictures of naked women. Obviously, then, it's not socialization. It's that men are programmed by nature, not by society, to respond sexually to the visual. This is an area in which men are so different from women that it's probably impossible. No, not probably, just outright impossible for a woman to truly understand. Of course, women find some men attractive. And of course, a woman can have an intense reaction to seeing a very appealing man. But there's still no comparison. The visual alone arouses men. It takes far more to arouse a woman than seeing naked men. If that's all it took, most husbands would walk around the house naked whenever possible. Or at least every time they wanted sex.
Yeah, I try that from time to time. It doesn't always work.
And the average heterosexual man is excited countless times a day simply by seeing women in person, on billboards, in magazines, on television, and even in his imagination.
Correct.
This is not the case for women. Yes, there are some male strip shows for women, but few women ever go, and the few who do attend them in groups, a girl's night out. And for
that's such a good point. You get guys who will go to strip clubs by themselves. On the sly, of course, but when women go, it's just for a bit of a laugh. It's like a it's like a sideshow, just a bit of a girl's laugh.
For every one of those shows, there are probably 10,000 female strip shows for males, most of whom attend alone, not as a participant in a guy's night out. Let's be honest, there is no magazine featuring men's legs for women to look at and get aroused by. But there are websites and magazines of women's legs for men. And are women paying to view topless men? Men pay good money to look at topless women. Again, that doesn't mean women never get turned on by merely looking at some men. Of course they do. But it's only some men, on rare occasion a stranger, and more usually a celebrity. Men get turned on by any sight of female flesh on almost any female. The effect of the visual in men is so powerful that it even amazes men. A man came over to me after hearing me lecture on male sexuality and said, "I've got a story to tell you. I was in front of a department store and the window was a seated mannequin. I couldn't believe it, but I found myself looking up her skirt." Here was a perfectly normal, responsible man who found himself looking up a skirt on an inanimate object shaped like a woman. That's how instinctive it is for men to look at female flesh. It's perfectly understandable that women cannot fully relate to this. But if a woman wants to understand male sexuality, the first thing she has to understand is the power of the visual. That's why you see ads on billboards, on TV, and in magazines for every sort of product a man might buy, accompanied by a scantily clad woman, or sometimes just part of her. I recall a famous liquor ad that showed a woman's legs and a bottle of tequila. No face, just beautiful legs. Would you ever see an ad showing men's legs?
People, oh, please, would someone try that? It would be brilliant. Weird, but I mean, it'd be brilliant.
Would laugh. It would be considered absurd. An ad with women's legs is not absurd. It's alluring. None of this is in any way meant to excuse inappropriate male behavior. Men must always control themselves. But to deny the power of the visual on men is like denying that the earth is round. I'm Dennis Prager.
Dennis Prager, I love this guy. I love his channel. If you, yeah, if you do do the YouTube, as I always say, you must just go onto it. It's a great channel. There's another really great clip. We're not going to back to back it. I'll give it to Gary to play tomorrow. But it's about why men should be masculine and why they should be allowed to be masculine. Again, it's like we are such simple beings. We really are. We've got to understand these little things and just carry on like that, because we can't just keep reinventing the wheel because someone's feelings are about a certain topic. But the whole thing about the visual, again, just goes back to like there's a certain formula. And there's a reason why, as men, we can't help it, Sia.
It's...
We just can't.
Well, okay. I get it.
Okay.
And it's not a bad thing until it gets out of control. That's my thing.
But that's it. Okay, so you got to almost look at it like any other vice. Okay, so you're drawn to something. You derive pleasure from something. You can't become a weirdo about it. Again, you got to show control. Whether it's about, I love beer, but I'm not drinking beer right now, am I? It's like...
Yes.
I let's go back to the original story in the first hour. I like heroin. But you don't do it every single day.
Okay.
Bit of a stretch, but you see what I'm saying. So if you are drawn to these kind of things, but also like you like chocolate or whatever it is, just don't make it your life. You've got to have that control. As Dennis said there, men must always control themselves. But there's no denying why we react the way we do, and it's just that's how it is. But the fact that it's so different to women, like that's another thing that's got to be understood.
So don't feel bad about how you naturally behave. But this is what I always think we leave out of conversations. I'll make this example. It seems like it's a bit off, but I hope it makes sense properly. You know, when people say we have the freedom of speech, I always say, but there's a responsibility of whatever will come from that. So case in point, you have all the right in the world to go around, and if you feel the urge to look up a mannequin skirt, go ahead. But just know that on the other side of the scale, we can also look at you and go, I don't want to hang around that Ben fellow because he's a freak.
Gotcha.
We'll judge.
Gotcha. But that's just it. It's like people are drawn to having that fourth donut. They don't want to, but they're drawn to it, but we're still going to say it. Ooh.
And you can gladly have that fourth donut, but we are going to judge on the side.
We're going to call you chunky.
Right? Okay. Yeah. It's actually interesting that I have two stories of men just being men. Let's just put it that way. Do you want to hear some of those?
Yeah.
Okay. So Kanye West he will always just be that guy who goes off and just say tons of things. What I saw trending a lot on various social media platforms over this weekend was his interview with Jimmy Kimmel. Mm-hmm. And it was this long, long, long interview. He spoke about a bunch of different things. He defended himself and why he loves Trump. He spoke about his family, spoke about his current view on the world. But part of what he did this weekend was he launched a new song called XTCY. And I don't know whether you really pronounce it in that way because it's just those four letters, or is it ecstasy, whatever the case is. And it's just caused a stir because of a particular segment of it. And the lyrics are along the lines. Let me just read it this way and let's discuss then. In the song, he raps, he says, "You got sick thoughts. Well, I got more of them. You got a sister-in-law you would smash. Well, I got four of them." Isn't that just...
again, men must always control themselves. It's like we can go back to this line how often?
That's the theme of the show.
That's a thought, Kanye. It's not a statement.
Isn't it just a bit weird? And yes, we all have our varying opinions on the Kardashians. But Kim Kardashian, as a wife, how would you feel if your husband...
So cringe.
Flat out goes out and says that to the world, saying, "All right, yeah, I'd smash all four of your sisters."
So cringe.
It's just even rude and disrespectful. Like don't say shit like
that.
He's
coming across as a drunkle now.
Yeah, it's just very, very weird. And if you are interested in something like this, watch him on Jimmy Kimmel. He speaks about his preferences of porn. He speaks about his relationship with Trump. It's just like, guys, can someone, who was it? Quentin earlier was talking about the straitjacket. Can someone put a straitjacket on Kanye and call it a day? Cause that's a bit messy. But yeah, flat out saying that you're into your wife's sisters. Look, it's obvious. You know, you have no direct, it's not incestuous, or is it?
It is incestuous at the same time.
Is it incestuous?
Well, yeah.
Okay, well.
It's not blood. It's not blood relation, but look, either way, men must control themselves.
That's it. It's just not cool. And then the second story about men. Well, I'm sure now, you've heard about the South African artist and the musician ProKid who passed away.
Yeah.
He actually passed away on Wednesday night. So that's why we didn't bring it up because of course our last show was before that, but he was 37 years old. The statement according to the family was that he suffered a severe seizure while he was visiting his friends. And what has been said is that he's survived by his wife, Ayanda, and his three-year-old daughter, Nonkanyezi. But now, of course, this now has the rumor mill going because men just being men, well. It's now been revealed that ProKid actually, according to the Sowetan, isn't that our favorite buzzword, allegedly. Mm-hmm. According to the Sowetan, ProKid actually died in the arms of his side girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah. So according to the Sowetan, the girlfriend's name rather is Mandy Sambanjwa, and he and Mandy's have been seeing each other for almost a year behind his wife's back. Now, Sowetan and the Sunday World goes on to reveal that Ayanda, ProKid's wife, actually had to hear about the passing of her husband and rushed to the girlfriend's home where ProKid had passed away, and she burst into tears and she screamed when she saw the lifeless body of her husband in the arms of Ayanda in bed in Ayanda's flat in the Joburg CBD on Wednesday night. So before his demise, it's understood that the rapper had spent a week at the flat of his girlfriend, and all that the wife did was just grab his clothes and storm out of the flat. But how sad and twisted is that? That you now do these shady things and they have to come out in this way through your death, through the fact that you've now passed away at your girlfriend's home.
I can't think of a worse way of this news coming to the fore.
Man.
Jeepers, but this is the third life this year.
I think life is one thing and then just a messed up life is another.
Well, that's hard to draw between the two.
Yeah, more rumors that are swirling was that Pro Kid was actually using drugs, because a bunch of people are saying he was happy, he was healthy, 37 years old.
Yeah, that's
he had
prime.
Never had any sort of history of illness, and how just on one random day you suffer from a seizure. And so people are saying, well, we suspect some foul play involving drugs. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, we saw with the Olsen kids and Heath Ledger, that it could happen. Side chicks are bad for your health, people.
Olsen kids?
Yeah, well, that's another story for another day.
The Olsen twins are still alive?
I know, but Heath Ledger isn't.
Oh.
Yeah, join the dots.
Mary-Kate and Ashley are actually like worth oodles of money, and they're just out of the spotlight because they're enjoying their cash.
All right.
Okay, never.
You're not a Heath Ledger fan. Do you know what the Zoom challenge is?
The Zoom challenge?
Yeah.
ZOOM. No, I don't.
Oh, see, you gotta get with it, man.
Am I missing something?
The Zoom challenge. So people, what they, you know, there's always these viral challenges and things that people do to obviously get likes and stuff. So the Zoom challenge is like the new thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you sit in your ass and you put your hands in front of you, and then someone yanks your legs, and then you zoom out of a shot, right?
Yes. Okay. I've seen that. I didn't know it actually had a name.
So there's the Zoom challenge, but this is where the Zoom challenge kind of gets a little bit funny. So we know Black China is, right?
Yes.
That's the one who broke Rob Kardashian's heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nailed it.
And stole tons of his cash.
Yeah, so Black China did the Zoom challenge. So you sit down on your ass and then you just get pulled. But it turned her butt implants and kind of ruptured them so much so she had to get them removed, allegedly. But if you look at the timeline... This is like TMZ. If you look at the timeline, she did the Zoom challenge, and then suddenly she was photographed, and she didn't have her butt. Okay, so she's got these more so huge butt implants. That's her thing, yeah?
Jeez, like, I didn't know this.
Like, CS thing is wearing black. My thing is being punctual, or, you know, Black China's got a huge ass, okay? So this is the thing. Like, if you want to be a celeb, you'll have your finest moments, and you'll have your worst moments, and they'll be brought by the same spotlight.
Oh, man.
This is a picture of her.
Oh, no.
And she's just got, like, this saggy, like, grandma ass. And then it all comes back. People are saying it's because of the Zoom challenge. So what they're saying is that when she got pulled off, her implants essentially flipped, and they had to get them removed. So now she'll obviously get some new ones. But, yeah, don't try the Zoom challenge if your derriere might not be yours naturally.
I think that's where
I was getting to there.
I don't know. This is when, as much as we hear great things about humans landing on a new planet, that I think NASA launched a rocket over the weekend, and we're doing great things. And then you hear about this and you go, humans, are we actually that cut up for great things after all or not?
Look, this isn't the most recent story, just that we didn't get to it last week, and I feel like I feel like you're robbed if you didn't hear the story, because this is funny.
Yeah, the Zoom challenge, whoever even came up with it, is not exactly the smartest, because I've just seen the reason why I didn't even know it had a name. I've just only seen bad responses to it, because every time I see a video, I'm seeing someone who was yanked way too much and they end up like hitting their head and everyone is laughing on the side. So yeah, just don't try it at home. Sounds like one of those people, but don't try it at home.
Because people are being pulled into places, and now people are just stupid. Like, they'll leave a table in a place or a light or whatever. So yeah, it's becoming like a...
But I hate to make an odd segue, but Rob China and Rob Kardashian, and they had this whole revenge porn thing, right? Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
Yeah, well, they were going through their breakup. Rob Kardashian was being petty, and he released Black China's nudes. Well, that's similarly what is happening in Cape Town, of all places. But yeah, when people are scorned, people are scorned.
Have we got local spice like that?
Yes, and it's been taken very seriously. A Cape Town man who allegedly sought to threaten his estranged wife into his weird demands during their divorce has actually been ordered to permanently remove any pornographic material, which she was part of, from all of his digital devices. So evidently things aren't going well with the proceedings, and this man is trying to one up and twist this woman's arms into giving in to perhaps their settlement, or perhaps he doesn't even want the divorce. And now he's trying to threaten with pornographic material they took or they made together. And now I'm glad that the law has intervened. So he also had to destroy a suitcase of explicit material he had sent her a photo of, claiming it held this big secret, which he said he would release if she did not reconsider her counterclaim in the divorce proceedings. This is all heard and dealt with in the Western Cape High Court. The acting judge, Bruce Langer, actually made a final draft order on Friday that was presented to him as part of an urgent application brought by the wife. But how weird and twisted of this man.
I know. And men must control themselves here. I think we brought it up before.
That's the whole theme. But I'm sorry, I don't know about you, but when things are good between people, I always still think of the worst. And yes, you're in a loving relationship and you trust the person and it's the last thing you want to think of. But humans are humans at the end of the day. And when things are twisted, look, this person who you shared a life with, who you loved, you know, you made 6 videos with him, and now he even, in this case particularly, had been taking pictures of her naked. Mm-hmm. Now that's being threatened, I think, ugh, just always steer and just stay on the side of caution rather. Cause this woman, bless her heart, she's just an estate agent. And imagine now going to your next viewing on Sunday and Mariki now has to explain why her nudes are out on Facebook somewhere being circulated. I just think it's just nasty. But this is supposedly, this bitter divorce battle has been going on since Feb of this year.
It's rough, huh? But it's also a shame when things break down, like, with people, because this isn't how they ever were. There was a stage where they genuinely liked each other, and there was, like, a nice, amicable relationship. But this is not things start like this. A lot of words and mix up order there. But this is not how things start. It's a shame it has to get to this point.
Yes, but you know how sometimes we also reference murderers, or we talk and discuss these cases of someone who was just an average citizen in their community and was okay and fine with things. And there was this one particular moment that pulled out the side to them, yeah, and they end up committing this vile thing. I'm not making excuses for the guy, but I'm...
Yeah, that's a tipping point.
Yeah. You know, things were all good and well, and then one day you pissed me off and you want a divorce and I don't want it. Well, now I want to prove to you, you know?
Yeah. Well, we got a very long interview as a replay this morning of Gareth chatting to Professor Jonathan Janssen back when he was Professor of Stellenbosch University. Now, this is one of our favorite people from the show, one of the great minds that South Africa may have underutilized or lost, or who knows, the story will forever be written. We're going to get to that. It's quite a long interview, so we actually get to it quite shortly. But before we wrap it up for today between Sierra and I, mm-hmm, we spoke about, obviously, men finding the visuals of women just undeniable. But, you know, these gingers, these hot gingers are back. You know, last year they had a calendar of these hot ginger men in very much little clothing.
Yes. What are they called?
They're back. It's just
hot gingers. Okay.
Red hot gingers. Yes. They got the red hot calendar. It's very steamy. It's just a ginger naked breathing.
Oh.
These are gingers breathing.
You make it sound as if kinds like gingers don't
tight
breathe.
Shots,
like
tight
us.
Shots of pectorals and abs. Basically, just looks like if Ben Stokes wasn't such a big dickhead. That's what these guys look like. So this steamy romp that you're hearing in the background, well, is to advertise the new ginger calendars. So yeah, guess what they're called? You get 2 calendars this year, not just one, but 2.
Oh, they're called jalapeno juices.
Okay, a little bit weird, but let's go straight on. Red hot cocks and red hot butts.
Stop.
Two calendars, whether you like the front or the back, these gangers are throwing it out there. And I'm telling you, I scrolled down and I saw, jeepers, that's a lot of pubic hair.
Hi, Ben, can you, you know, can you help a bro out? Can you send that link over?
Look, the reason I'm saying is because it's a Kickstarter campaign. It's a real thing. And I just saw a fiery bush on a Monday morning. I mean, it's just red hot. So what these...
Send me that link. I'll be able to help them out.
their goal to get this calendar out there, red hot cocks and red hot butts, is $19,137. They've currently got, Sia, from 429 backers, $26,355.
So there is a demand for these
red hot. There are 429 people who want to see red hot cocks and red hot butts. And these guys are not lying. They're not holding anything back. There is an entire calendar, okay? So if you... It's the more I scroll down here, the more. Whew, okay.
Oh, are you feeling flustered? What's happening?
They are holding nothing back, these gingers here. So you can get a calendar combo deal here, right? So for £20 on the Kickstarter campaign, you can get red hot cocks and red hot butts. Okay. Or so one, either or one of the two. If you want to spend £35, you can see a bit of an upslug coming in here. Cocks and butts for £35. If you're going to spend £50 here, you get red hot cocks, red hot butts, and American boys. Oh, jeepers, these guys are stirring. This is value, huh? Value. But as all Kickstarter campaigns go, if you pledge like £200 or more, you get a VIP dinner at an American boys event. Pledge £120 more, you get a producer credits. Your name will actually be in this whole thing. That's a lot of these gingers. I mean, oh my gosh, there's red hot underwear. Okay.
Look, let's not judge people. We all need to get our...
But this is a brand, guys. Red Hot is an absolute brand. Red Hot... Okay.
Look, firstly, we all need to get our coin somewhere or the other. Secondly, we all need to get our... I don't know. If that does it for you, it does it for you.
Professor Jonathan Janssen, coming back after this. Thanks for joining us today. Gareth will be back tomorrow. The Cliff Central show will carry on like normal tomorrow.
The Cliff Central show, the Gareth Cliff show.
I've just seen a red bush. I mean, I'm going to just go sit in the corner and rock myself to sleep for a little bit.
This is CliffCentral.com.